The new Cannery Park is located along the town's main downtown road. It's tucked between a grocery store, coffee shop, laundromat, and bank. And when it's raining out, like it is today, it's a good shelter. The park used to be an industrial corner lot owned by one of the local fish plants.
I thought it'd be great to have this here, kind of blocking our storage area.
Patrick Wilson is the manager of Petersburg Fisheries, which is a local branch of Icicle Seafoods. The park was his idea.
It's about the history of canning here in Petersburg, which we really didn't have much around here. The museum has some very nice displays, but this will get it out front in the public and tourists and give them a chance to walk around, not only to learn more about the town and the history, but also they could sit down on these nice benches and enjoy the afternoon.
Two benches sit back to back in the middle of the park, welded into shapes of metal fish and kelp. They were donated by two local families and created by local artist Joseph Quitzland. There are over a dozen local residents involved in the park project. That includes Petersburg Fisheries staff designing and building the covered shelter. The structure is made of large timber framing with a split-level roof.
It gives it the old cannery look with all these beams, rough-cut beams, and it's turned out very nice. It's unique. I think it looks good. We got the clear plastic on top, the roofing, so you get nice light through here.
But what is perhaps most striking are the informational boards that make up the walls. They take visitors on a journey through the history of local canneries.
It took months and months for me to research and get all this information together.
That's Karen Hofstad, a Petersburg resident and local historian. She donated money and time researching for the park. It was in line with her previous research work for a book she wrote about seafood canneries in Southeast Alaska. She was also instrumental in getting trash cans around Petersburg decorated with old seafood labels. Hofstad says she got involved with the park because of the cannery workers. The park is dedicated to them, both past and present.
You know, the fishermen are kind of the stars, but all the cannery workers, if we didn't have them, we couldn't can. We wouldn't have fishermen.
Wilson agrees.
They were pretty much the backbone of the industry here once the fish hit the shore. There's been a lot of recognition given to boats and fishermen and monuments and whatnot, but not much recognition to the people behind the scenes that do all the hard labor 7 days a week, 14, 16 hours a day, and sometimes more.
The canneries have brought many diverse cultures to Petersburg, Norwegians, Chinese, Filipinos, Hispanics, and Europeans, as well as local Alaska Natives.
It's a tough job. It's not a really pretty job at times, but we, as we talk right now, we got workers flaying salmon and processing salmon roe. And they'll be working till midnight tonight nearly, so hard work.
The Cannery Park isn't complete just yet. High school art students have made tile mosaics for the concrete floor. Wilson says the park will also get more landscaping. They hope to have an official opening ceremony next summer. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.